Welcome to Ladies in Defense, episode number 8. In this episode, we ask the question, what does the phrase street smart really mean? And we're going to discuss to stay safe in an increasingly dangerous world. Now, in this week's episode, we're going to discuss how to be street smart. But before we get there, I'd like to cover just a few basics here. One, I hope you guys have gone by the website and checked out the new design. And while you're there, hopefully you take notice that now you can actually log in, create your own account, and you can shoot emails between the people who are there, which are like-minded people, there for the same reasons as you, hopefully, which is to become street smart, learn some self-defense techniques, and maybe make a friend or two. Now, to get started with this week's main topic, which is how to be street smart. We're going to start by saying here, you can learn how to be book smart in school. But even someone with an Ivy League education can still be street foolish. No one learns how to navigate a dangerous neighborhood in the safety of a classroom. Likewise, you won't become street savvy while sitting at a computer and reading an article. But these guidelines are a good start. Now, note that these tips assume you're in a bad neighborhood where crime is commonplace. Okay? Now, applying these steps in the workplace or, say, on a college campus, it is probably excessive. Notice I said it's probably excessive in these places or those places. Step one, know the neighborhood. Nothing places a bullseye on your head in a bad neighborhood like looking lost and confused. If you have the chance, research a neighborhood before you enter it. Look at maps and pictures. Know where you're going and know the streets well enough so that if you get lost, you know how to find your way out without having to look at a map or worse, ask for directions. Now, for instance, in many urban neighborhoods, the streets are arranged in a grid. Knowing something as simple as, if I keep heading north on blank blank road, I'll hit highway 128. Now, that may be enough, but even if you are lost, pretend you know where you're going. It's not a good guy. It's not a good thing to let bad people know that, you know, you're lost. Now, a person who isn't street smart might say, you know, this is too paranoid. I can just find a gas station or store and ask for directions. Now, rest assured, there are some neighborhoods where you might not find a safe haven, or you might find some shady characters inside that store who've taken a keen interest in your wallet and car. Next tip. Don't go into an unfamiliar neighborhood without a full tank of gas. In fact, if there's even a chance of getting lost or running into traffic delays, never let your gas tank go below half full. Next up, learn everything you can about public transportation system. If there is one, I mean, you might live in Mayberry. You might need to use it, okay? You may need to use that public transportation. Now, you need to understand how the routes and fares work. Be sure you know the places and hours that attendants or guards are available. Now, the safest place to wait for your ride and how to summon help if you need it. None of that whistle thing, people, okay? Now, a train, subway, ferry, or bus station can be a dangerous place late at night. And not knowing what you're doing will make the situation more dangerous. Be careful. Our number two, dress to blend in. We don't want to be at a black party dressed like in all pink like Barbie. Okay? Now, even if you look different, keep your clothing understated can go a long way. Now, this is not the time to look glamorous or unique. Now, see what people your age usually wear in the region that you're going and copy them. Okay, don't wear flashy jewelry or bright colors. You know, in some places, LA, certain colors like excessive red or blue are associated with gangs. And I said LA jokingly, but really, even right here in little old Greenville, South Carolina, those same colors can get you mugged. Now, and if you're a woman, yeah. The most practical advice is don't look pretty. I know, stop rolling your eyes. But it's a shame that you should have to suppress your beautiful individuality. But let's face it, individuality draws attention. And if you're in another neighborhood that's not your own, that's not something you want around you. Our number three, act like nothing's a big deal. Now, you have to be paranoid enough to be alert to dangerous situations and interactions, but you have to pretend to be nonchalant. Now, for instance, if you're in a grocery store and a very intoxicated person or inebriated person burst in, yelling and waving a fist, what do? If you're street smart, you notice and you casually go about your business, making your way out the store without drawing attention to yourself. Now, someone who's not street smart might stare, they might rush out of the store, or they might even try to help the person, which is a good Samaritan thing to do, but not a street smart thing to do. Sometimes the two are mutually exclusive. If you're in this situation, don't look up. Your attention might be drawn to it. If you're in a bad neighborhood, or better yet, if you're in a city and this isn't normally where you live and the buildings are all tall, it's amazing, don't look up. Okay, your attention might be drawn to tall buildings or trains running overhead, but it's one of those things that people living in a city don't notice. Next thing is be quiet. Don't laugh and don't giggle. Don't raise your voice to get attention of someone across the street. All these things make other people look at you. If you're in the hood and it's not your hood, you don't want that much attention. Now, your next thing here is avoid contact. Now, this is tricky if you're walking towards a person or a group of people who are checking you out. Now, try to walk in a different direction to avoid them altogether. Don't make it obvious, though. If you cross the street, for example, go into a store on that side, you know, so it seems like that's why you cross. Now, remember, you want to avoid dangerous situations, but you don't want to come off as if you're paranoid or scared. At the very least, be alert so you can spot a potential confrontation early enough to cross the street without making it clear to them that you're intimidated. Now, if you do have to cross paths with shady characters, don't quicken your pace. You know, you might do it subconsciously. But in any case, pretend to be on a call or send a text message as you walk by, unless you have a really nice phone, in which if you whip that out, you know, they're going to take that. And your shoes if you're wearing very nice ones. Now, if you're walking with someone, don't let your conversation get quiet right when you walk by. You know, that can increase tension. You know, keep the conversation flowing and avoid topics that might indicate where you're going or where you're from or what kind of stuff you have. I mean, now ain't the time to be talking about your new Galaxy Note phone. You know, you might as well be making a donation. Anyway, number five. If you make eye contact with someone, don't look away suddenly. Look away slowly and casually. Now, think about how you make eye contact in a neighborhood where you feel safe. You don't shift your eye contact away in a big rush, do you? Now, at the same time, you don't want to hold eye contact for too long, or else you might invite a confrontation. You know, we call that mugging. You know, don't stare. And if you make and hold eye contact, a friendly smile and a nod or acknowledgement may reduce the tension of any perceived challenge. Because a stare, a long stare, or a hard stare is a challenge. Number 6, if someone says something friendly, be polite, but be brief. If you walk by someone who asks, "How's your day going, man?" reply, "It's going well, thanks." Nod in their direction when you say thanks, but keep walking. Don't say anything that invites further conversation, such as, "Good, what about yours?" Some people are genuinely being friendly, but other people have bad intentions. You know, this could be the beginning of an interview. You know, this isn't the place, you know, to learn the difference between whether they want to get to know you or whether they want to get to know what you have. Now, if you're a woman and the person being friendly is a man, you might want to even be more tense. Say fine, thanks, and don't smile. A smile is an invitation, ladies. And number 7, if someone confronts you, stay calm and try not to be or look afraid. Now, this can be hard, but you got to show your poker face. Now, observe your surroundings and start looking for possible help or other pedestrians that look friendly or a place of business that's open. Maybe even a police car approaching. Now, if no such help is available, be prepared to defend yourself. Now, you can start by memorizing their face, ethnicity, height compared to your own, age, and any odd marks or tattoos. Now, they may try to take you somewhere less public. Do not follow them into a secluded area, even if they have a gun. You have a better chance to survive if you stay put. If they try to take you by force, scream, kick, punch, bite. If they have a gun and all they want is your wallet or valuables, give it to them. Don't be so in love with your watch, you know, your new Galaxy gear. Don't try to be a hero. You know, it's not worth your life. Now, you can call the cops as soon as you're able and explain the who, what, where, when, and how. Now, our tips here. We have people looking for a victim will typically go after someone who looks timid or lost. Conversely, people who suspect your arrival may leave you alone when they learn that you're an outsider and have no stake in their conflict. So try to appear calm and confident, but do not act like an insider if you're confronted. Remember that even in bad neighborhoods, most people are just nice, ordinary people who are trying to live their lives. They may have their biases, perhaps even against you, but they're also just going about their daily lives. Being polite and respectful can go a long way. Next one here, make a mugger's wallet. A mugger's wallet is just a cheap imitation of a good wallet with maybe $4 or $5 bills stuffed off in it and some fake papers in the pockets. Okay, this is a wallet that you can just drop and run away. So if you're getting mugged and someone says, "Give me that wallet," drop that wallet and, man, you can start booking. It's fake. Now your next one here is, as a woman, don't be surprised if guys look you up and down, you know, like they're undressing you with their eyes. They might even call out to you or say something about you, good or bad, as you walk by. Ignore them. It happens to the women who live there, and they usually ignore it too. Don't smile. Don't say thanks. Don't say, "I can't believe you just said that about me." you're in this place, unfortunately, this is normal behavior. You need to behave as if it's normal behavior towards you as well. You don't need to be the one who decides they're going to confront these guys on their territory, in their space. Continue to walk. Next up is trust your instincts. Now, if a situation, person, or location feels wrong or makes you nervous, get away as quickly and unobtrusively as possible. It's better to walk away, even if it seems overly cautious, than stay in a situation that might become dangerous. Next up is plan your route several days in advance and familiarize yourself with places along the way that could be dangerous and need to be avoided. Conduct any business quickly. The less time you have to spend somewhere, the better, especially in a bad area. Leave the same way that you came and make no additional stops that are not absolutely necessary. Next on the list, carry a subway or bus map and look at it secretly. Secretly, so that you don't appear lost and you can find your way on your own. You know, everyone had these little things called cell phones in their pockets. And you have navigation. If you'd take the time to plan your trip and let your phone know where it's going, it can probably tell you how to get there a little bit safer. The next one and your last one on your tips is carry needed supplies with you in case you're stuck somewhere. Sort of self-explanatory. Now, our warnings. These are dangerous, dangerous places. We have danger, Will Robinson, danger. Stairs, elevators, and parking garages should be avoided altogether if you're getting a bad vibe from the neighborhood. Just avoid them. And next warning, don't try to talk to the locals. It's better to be quiet and speak sparingly with your own accent if you're in another country. If you try to use local slang or accent and you don't pull it off, people might think you're just being condescending or just downright insulting. At the very least, they'll think you're stupid. None of which is good. Now, all of these steps will be harder to follow if you're intoxicated. Going into a bad or unfamiliar neighborhood without your senses fully intact is about as street stupid as it gets. And our last one here is, this should be obvious, but definitely don't use any headphone device such as an MP3 player or Bluetooth headset. These items are not only a target for thieves, but also critically lessen your awareness of the environment around you, making you an easy target. Keep cell phone use to a minimum, if at all. All right, peoples, now that's all we have in this episode. If you need to, please go back to number one, work your way back through the first seven, check out our tips, and then our warnings. That's all we have for this episode. Don't forget, leave us a 5-star rating if possible. We need you to go by the blog, sign up, become a member. It's free. Learn the techniques. Pick up a little bit of advice that may keep you safe on the streets. And we'll see you back here next week. See ya.